Hello all and welcome to episode 41 of Zion's Finest. This is our first episode that we are releasing after Worlds. Before we get into it, I kind of just want to give a general, overview as to where we're going to be going in the next week. Because it was Worlds, it has just been insanity. We have got so much content that we want to get out, mostly focused on battle reports from people at Worlds. There's a lot of it that will seem a little bit repetitive just because people are going to be talking about a lot of their matchups. I still want to get as many people on as possible just because I think lots of people have got great things to contribute in each of their episodes, and I really want to bring out as much of that as I possibly can. So maybe the best approach is going to be, as I'm releasing content, I will make sure to be very clear in terms of giving the list that people are going to be reporting on, how they did. And then we'll kind of just let everyone select in terms of like what you want to listen to. I think everybody I interview is going to be worth listening to, but I totally understand that we've all got a limited amount of time and I don't want anyone to feel like they need to get through everything, although realistically you should get through everything. In addition, so what happened was the day of Worlds, and Worlds is so amazing. Everybody should go. Gosh, it was just the best. It was so fun to meet all those people that were there, to play great games in a relaxed environment, to just share your love of the game with everyone that was there. It was awesome. I absolutely loved it, and I'm definitely going to be going back next year. But what we decided to do was the fully armed and operational guys were there, and we recorded at the end of Swiss day one. We sat down to record and do a discussion about what we had seen that day, things that surprised us. The episode's a little like crazy because one is we're exhausted and tired, much like our episode 40. But also, there's obviously a lot that's going to be happening. There's a little bit of background noise. I've tried to minimize it a little bit with the editing. But it's just kind of us freewheeling. Everyone did pretty well, both in our group and in theirs. Zion's Finest and Fully Armed and Operational. So it's not like we're chumps or anything, but we definitely have our own particular perspectives that we're going to be sharing. This episode is going to be part one of our Worlds recap. It's going to be us mostly talking about day one. Part two is going to be releasing on the Fully Armed and Operational podcast, and that's going to be a breakdown of the top 16, and it is going to be awesome. I'd encourage everyone to go over and listen to part two. Then what we're going to do is, pretty much at the same time, coterminously, is we're going to be releasing battle reports from everybody I can get my hands on. So JK and I, the night after Swiss, so the same night as this episode is going out, sat down to record our own battle reports. I'm going to get Brett Kelly on the stream, or on the podcast. I'm going to get Daniel Taylor to give a recap as to how he was able to pull off a three-peat, spoiler alert. I'm going to have Greg Monson eventually on the podcast. He was the runner-up. He was Daniel's opponent in the final game. I'm going to get as many people as I can, and we're just going to be pushing out tons of content. I want everyone to be aware that it has been insane the last 6 months in terms of the number of episodes we've been producing. Mostly that's just been because I think there's just been so much ground to cover. Right now we're kind of heading into what, you know, people call the off season. And so there's not going to be as much organized play results. So I think the schedule that we're eventually going to settle on is trying to release one episode a week. We will release one episode a week. And then if there are any organized play, like European Championships when they come up, big regional store champs, any battle reports, as I find people who are ready to give reports, I will pull them on and we will do reports. But I'm going to be aiming for between four is the minimum. Eight is probably going to be the most episodes we're going to release in a month. So I just kind of want to give everyone a heads up. But be aware, this next week is just going to be absolutely crazy. I hope you guys enjoy this. I loved everybody I met. I love the Zion's Finest group. We have so much fun together. I love everyone that I went out to Worlds with, and I really love the fully armed and operational guys. We all just have such a great rapport, and I think that's really going to come out here. So I hope everyone enjoys it.
Hello, this is Kenny Brown, and I am joined by...
This is Andrew, in a special guest appearance Fully Armed and Operational.
Yes, whatever. He's taking over this. It's going to be awesome.
No one took over anything besides Kenny Brown.
I don't know about that. Okay, so we are here. It is 10:40 at night in FFG's Game Center. We have just concluded day one of Worlds. All seven rounds.
In one day.
It has been a brutal
What time did we start?
10,
10:30 a.m.
10:30 at least.
Solid, I mean, 12 hours.
Yeah, it was. It's been brutal. They started late, right?
Yeah. And so we were supposed to start at 10.
We were supposed to start at 10, and it was not shaken out that way.
We weren't even going to come close to 10 a.m. start when we got here.
And they actually thought that we would finish after X-Wing. But there, it looks like they're still going over in the big room. We apologize, like, for the background noise, but
we don't apologize. We're bringing this to you live.
That's right.
From
that's
the
right.
Mecca.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so what we're going to do with this episode is we're gonna break it up into two parts. The first part is, I mean, we'll do whatever we want to do with it, but we'll do the first episode will be Zion's Finest, and the second episode is going to be Fully Armed and Operational. Everyone should subscribe to the Fully Armed and Operational podcast. These guys are way better than us, and it's awesome. So,
I'm pretty sure the record doesn't say that when we add it up.
I don't know.
Zion's Finest looks to be doing pretty good.
We're 20-8. That's our record right now.
That's your record?
Yeah, what do you
got? I'm not helping our record, so let's not add that up.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so first off, this was my first time at Worlds. It was so much fun. I know that, like, everybody always talks about how much fun they have at Worlds, but holy smokes, guys.
Kenny sucks.
Yeah, I do suck. Holy smokes. It's just been an absolutely amazing experience. Like, everybody here is super cool. We've just been, it's been, like, very relaxed, which kind of surprised me.
I mean, we're playing a game.
Yeah, that's true.
The game is great. Yeah. The meta is the healthiest it's ever been.
It's true.
I think there was a lot of diversity in the crowd. A lot of people, this was our first world experience too.
Yep.
As I was chatting people up in our matches, I ran into very few people who this was like their second or third time coming.
Yeah.
So yeah, a relaxed atmosphere, but I think it's also people just having fun. Like, there was no scary big boogeyman. Like, the closest was maybe Han Rangers.
Yeah, that's true.
But more so like players you were on the lookout for.
Yeah,
it didn't
exactly.
really matter what list they brought, yep. but it wasn't like, oh no, I'm gonna run into the 4x4.
No.
Or oh no, I'm gonna run into Blaze and the Trooper Swarm thing.
Yep.
Like, you could walk in here with virtually anything, have fun, and shuffle and roll your way into a 5-2 record.
Absolutely. So what we're gonna do is we're just gonna give some general thoughts on where we think the meta's at, like how the meta was at. We're gonna give some general thoughts on what the meta was like today, what surprised us. Anything, you know, anything in particular that, like, stood out to us. So, first off, I will say, I am shocked at how much Han Rangers there were. I thought, like, everyone had gotten scared off of it because of, like, all the IG pirates that we were going to be seeing around.
You know what? I'm really not, because when you think about, like, the content creators that are out there today.
Yeah.
There's us,
yep.
who we focus on podcasts, but we don't really put a whole lot of videos out in a very easily accessible way.
Yeah.
So, like, for our YouTube channel, it takes a while to edit it down to get it to 16, 17 minutes.
Yes.
I think the end product is great, and I think more people should watch it. But if you're looking at content creators right now for easily accessible video,
yeah.
you're looking at Brett Kelly.
Yep, exactly.
Right? So exactly. if that's where you're getting your call on the meta from, yeah, you look at content creators in terms of video accessibility.
Yeah, it's Brett.
It's Brett.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at that day in, day out, or if that's what you're looking at for the meta call, it's Han Rangers.
Yeah.
And if you were to jump on Vassal and go like, oh, what's everyone playing?
Yeah.
It's Han Rangers and IG.
Yep, that's true. That's
so
absolutely right.
I wasn't really shocked by that because we didn't see a whole lot of Vaders in that kind of that medium leading up to Worlds.
Yeah, I mean, Vader has just not been talked about because he's kind of a known factor, right? Like,
yeah.
The Parting Blow shenanigans are new, but, like, Vader himself is a known
But also,
quantity.
To a certain degree, I think we saw Vader get solved a little before Worlds.
I think so.
If Worlds was 2 months ago,
yeah,
I think Vader would have took Worlds.
Oh, yes.
No question.
Yes,
I do. Or at least been everywhere at Worlds.
Yes.
Whether it won or not, would have been.
Also, that would have been a time when Jabba's Palace was in the rotation, right?
Exactly.
So, I mean, like, that would have been, like,
my best map.
It is. So, okay, Jurgen, what do you think? What did you see today? What was the meta like today?
Oh my god.
What surprised you?
There were other Taros.
Yes.
That surprised me.
That's true.
I had one person say, hey, because of you, I almost brought a Taro. I'm like, that's a win. And then I saw two others.
Yeah.
So that was a big surprise, honestly.
Yeah.
And then more than just you had Drakata.
I know.
Which
I was
also a surprise.
That. Yep. My first match was against a Drakata.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
So. ATDP's on the board?
Yes. Making top 16.
Yes. Yeah.
You brought the double-double with cheese.
Yes,
double-double with cheese.
Yes.
Because
that's right.
I was excited.
Kenny's List was out and about. I saw some Dracadas out there.
I did. There was one person who was running, you said My List, but with gin instead of MHD.
Correct.
I did see an
MHD. Rookie
mistake. I know.
Rookie mistake.
That's like,
if you're, what makes
that's
a list.
I know.
That's how Kenny started, you know, started playing around with gin.
Yeah, that's true.
He hasn't caught up to your episodes yet.
That's yeah. right. That's it. He'll learn.
Get there, bro.
Ah, dang.
Okay, what do you think, Nick? What was it like today?
It was awesome.
You?
I mean, what surprised me is I didn't run into Han Rangers.
At all?
At all.
Really?
I what? Didn't run into IG Weakways. I didn't run into Vader, Unshakable Vader.
So what did you play?
What did you play?
Yeah, I have my list and stuff. It was like variations thereof, but uh-huh. not the meta.
Yeah.
Like, I did run into the Han Jakarta list.
Okay.
Ryan was playing it, and okay. he... whipped my ass with it, so that was great.
Yeah.
So I think that was the closest to the meta I ran into.
Okay.
Was the Jakarta stuff. And other than that, it was kind of mix and match scum here, but okay. never other IG. I faced like an IG Luke Skywalker BT list.
Oh, that's right.
Which was great.
Yeah, the Triple Amigos or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so great.
Triple Amigos,
yeah.
this was fun. And then I caught my favorite one that I played today was the ATDP Vader and Palp list.
That's disgusting.
I was like, what do I do? Well, I shoot the ATDP.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta kill the ATDP.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it was odd that I didn't play too much of the meta
yeah.
while showing up with a very meta list.
Right. Interesting.
Well, do we want to talk about our list? Like, what we were running? Like, we could do, we've
yeah,
got
yeah.
time. Like,
yeah, we got plenty of time.
Do?
I'll start. Go listen to our podcast. That was my list.
Next.
Jorgen's list. It's like.
Jorgen's list is well documented since
it's
November.
Like it's like the PTSD list. I hate it so much. And we've talked about it so much, but it's like. Like Jorgen's list, when people would say, like, what is my bad matchup? It's Tarot.
Yeah.
Tarot's my bad matchup. So, like, every time I see it, I'm just like, and that was my last match was Tarot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
oh,
I'm like,
shoot.
You know, I'm killing.
Yeah.
First.
Yes. First, second, maybe third, too. Make sure he's dead. Kill it with fire.
Yeah. So, do you want to tell us your list, or do you just want to leave it at that?
Sure. Vader, Tarot, double E-Jets, double Officers, Zilla, Rule by Fear. Most of the cards are defensive. I usually don't run Tough Luck, but I put it back in this for this tournament because of all the Han Ranger Weakway.
Yep.
Never got it off.
Oh,
not once?
Drew it once or twice. Nope.
Never
I pitched it once because I was playing something that wasn't going to...
Reroll?
Yeah. Or not enough.
Yeah.
Is that why you took it out in the first place?
Yep. Yep. Meta's wrong.
Yeah.
The meta's wrong.
The meta done screwed
Don't
up.
Don't listen to us. We know nothing.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, especially me.
Nick, you want to talk about your triple iteration going into this?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was in love with the double-double cheese, and I even said on our most recent podcast, you know, just because the new map dropped, don't change your list if you don't, like, don't feel like you need to change your list.
Yeah.
And then over the, like, ever since I tied you and lost at the Seattle Regionals,
yeah.
I tied and lost an additional 3 to 4 times between
yeah.
then and Worlds.
The odds.
And I'm like, I'm not going to Worlds and tying to lose every single round.
Yeah.
So I was convinced just to fall back on my old habits, and I did the scum list, and card draw was a big thing, so I did the R2.
So was it IG Double Pirates?
IG Double Pirates.
R2 Black Market?
Yep, R2 Black Market with the Jawa and Gideon.
That's and we
right.
pretty much just
Refill, yeah.
put the list together from the list that we were seeing from DT on Vassal.
Yeah. DT is my inspiration. He
yeah.
makes lists, yes. I play them, and it's good enough for me to win.
That's right. Well,
so,
go figure. DT's just got like this derivative success that just like washes upon us all. Andrew, what were you running?
So I was running the what I would consider the standard Unshakable list that's out there right now.
Yeah.
So Vader, 2 E-Jets, 1 regular Riot with cross-training, 2 Officers, and then Rule by Fear, Unshakable, and Zilla.
Okay.
It performed fine, but it just ran, like we said, Vader's been solved, I think.
Yeah.
When you're running up against the Hunters and you don't have a target such as Taro to draw those shots away,
he just gets
chewed alive.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, I like the call on the spies. I intel leaked away 2 on the lambs
oh,
on the day.
Ooh.
So that was sexy.
That's a good feeling.
Worked.
That's a great feeling.
Kenny.
I was running my Han Jakarta list.
The myth and the legend?
Yeah, that's right. It's Han Jakarta, MHD, Hera, Gideon, Mac, C-3PO, and then 2 Alliance Smugglers.
How many times did you get off Miracle Oracle today? So 7 rounds.
Never needed it.
I realistically, I did it twice. Only once on MHD and once on Hera.
Nice.
Wait,
oh,
so
wow, not even on the big wigs.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So my game, we're going to talk about this in a little bit. So I, most of the time, I like... I know this is going to sound like kind of a cliche, but I so lucked out today, right? Like, I never, like, I,
I drew all the cards I needed almost every single time I needed them, right? And so I was never, like, in a position where I felt a tremendous amount of pressure, except for a few times. And so, like, with that being the case... Yeah, that's right. It's over. So, like, Miracle Worker is, like... It's kind of it's like a pressure release valve, right? Like, I'm like, I know I can expose somebody because I need to just take a little bit of pressure off. But I was, like, never feeling it because I had Strategic Shift, I needed it. I had On the Lam when I needed it. I had Tough Luck. I had Tools to the Job, right? And so I had Marking Shot, Collateral Damage, right? That was just insane.
All the above.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to give just, like, a quick overview from everyone, like, in terms of, like, how we did, cool moments, just, like, big takeaways. Who do we want to start with?
We're starting with you.
Okay.
You're the big kahuna.
Oh, okay. Whatever. I got really lucky, as I have previously said. Jeez. So my, my first opponent was Lucas Carrington. He is an X-Wing player, and he is really big in the campaign against cancer. Have you guys heard about that?
No.
It is an amazing, amazing, amazing organization. And so what they do is every year they've got this big, like, stores all across America have X-Wing tournaments, and they donate money for cancer. I think it's for, they're in South Bend.
Wait, actually, you get challenge coins.
Yeah, you got challenge coins, yes.
I post on Facebook, was it like $30,000 this last round?
I don't know. I mean, it's like they do great work.
Yeah.
And so this guy was awesome. He was actually running Han Drakata and Rangers.
Okay. Meanwhile, you're just taking money from your listeners.
I know, I'm the worst. I am the worst. And so we had a great game. Do we want to do, like, me all the way through, or just like a general overview?
Just any highlights you have?
So, like, I would say, like, the biggest thing I was surprised.
What was your record?
I was 6-1. So I finished. I lost a DT in round 6. I would say, like, the big highlights I took away were Drakata is a monster. I mean, just an absolute monster. I was one-shotting jets all day.
Which I don't think we've seen that type of offensive power.
I was surprised by it. So I was playing on my third to last game, I was playing Kyle Bossom, who is also from Seattle. Yeah. Very, 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 very good player.
I think he took second today, right?
He might have.
Yeah, he was. He was second.
Yeah, he's Decrepit Caesar on Vassal. Amazingly good player. I had an unfocused Drakata one-shot a perfectly healthy jet.
Oh, jeez.
And shrapnel and demolish and did, like, you know, whatever, all the insane
1,000 damage. Yeah.
I mean, like, that's the big thing I was really surprised at. It's just Drakata. Han was killing people I needed to kill. Drakata was killing everybody. And so, so I mean, like, ATDPs, Tarot, Vader, I killed every Vader I ran against today.
Jeez, oh, wow.
Every single Vader I ran against, I killed. And so, when I say I mean Drakata, because Drakata, in one match, in my game against Hassan, he's in the Zion's Finest, he's in our group, he had hidden one of his jets in a corner where he thought he was safe. Drakata arcing shots, hits him, one-shots him. Vader is within two spaces, so I shrapnel and then collateral damage on Vader. So Vader has not done a single thing. He's got 3 damage on him, and then I drop demolish, and then Drakata gets back. I've taken a jet, Vader's got damage, and now, like, on his approach, he's going to be punished.
Yeah.
And so I was just, I mean, like, Drakata has got problems, and one is Drakata can't on the Lam. Right, and like
yeah.
that,
oh, no.
and for Rebels, like, that's, like, the problem. But that's why I've got Miracle Worker, and I, like, there, like, Drakata is not, like, the best, but holy smokes, he turned up in spades today.
Nice. I think until they do something with focus, like,
yes,
in the Rebel side, like,
yep.
I don't know what that thing is.
I don't either.
Assuming it stays the same, I think Drakata will be the kind of Palpatine.
Yeah,
the guy that, like, he's gonna stick around for a while at his point cost.
Sure.
If he finds, like, a good pairing with,
oh, God, I think help we're us gonna, all.
Yeah,
I know.
God help us all.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Sam's 2.0.
Oh, no.
I think we're still looking for that with Palpatine. Like,
sure.
He needs his good pairing partner.
Yeah.
Like, a good range guy. ATDP is kind of it.
Yeah.
And Vader's not it because of the way they have to move and function with each other.
Yeah.
But when he finds his pairing and Drakata finds his pairing, like, they're going to be around for a while.
Yeah.
Their point cost is solid.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's really impressive. Again, like, you're too humble for your audience.
No.
6-1. That was a lot of talent.
Nah, I mean, like, the thing was, I'm not, like, saying this just to say this. Every time I needed to have certain cards,
I had the cards.
And but so, you had to put the cards in
there. Sure, but it's like, I've got 15 of them, right? What are the odds? So against Empire, I always want to have either Intelligence League or Strategic Shift round one.
Sure.
And I had it every single game.
Did you have that? Did you play that against somebody?
I think I did.
Was that me?
Oh, Jorgen, was that you?
Great transition. Jorgen, how did you do today?
My highlight, playing Kenny, getting trounced.
Oh, that was, yeah.
Strat Shift, and then...
Round
one.
Yep.
Ugh. And then two shots at six each to Taro. And then he threw a rock at him.
Hit him in the face and knocked him off his little...
Yeah.
Little
dewback. That was great.
His dewback went down.
He did seven to Vader. It was ugly. There was no...
Like, an on-focus on... I did have tools for the job, but you roll... Jorgen was rolling like double ones.
Yes.
And then you rolled into like an evade. And I had like two surges. I was like, all right, well.
Take it. Thanks for playing. it was fun.
You had a good roll. I was like, I'll tough like that?
Oh, all right.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I just rolled.
Wait, Jorgen, how'd you end up on the deck?
I was 4-3. It was good. It was fun. I played a Han Ranger. Sorry, a Luke Ranger. Han Ranger's not surprising.
Yeah.
Luke Ranger.
That is interesting.
Super interesting. His Luke did Son of Skywalker, triple surges both times.
Oh.
Wait, he officer training, didn't he?
In officer training and ended up doing like one damage. Like, it was just trash.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the guy.
That's Luke, right? Like, that's a problem.
Luke needs a reroll.
Yeah, he does need a reroll. They need to give
I mean, I think we're too reliant on figures getting rerolls. DT and I were talking about this. We're just saying, get rid of rerolls for everything under 10 cost. Figures 10 and up, you get a reroll.
Yeah.
Sure. Call you it get a one attack, so you
yeah.
get
yes, yeah, so you got some serious value.
Yeah, definitely. Other highlights, played Kenny.
Yep.
Played Nick.
Yeah.
Fly across the country to do what?
Play each
Same
other.
Same crap we always do.
Yep.
But it was fun. And my other highlight, last game of the day, 4-2, trying to make a cut. Up by 1 point, but he's going to get 6 objective points. I'm going to get 4, so I'm going to lose. Take a range 4 officer shot on a 2 health 3PO.
Oh, my god!
Get 6 range, 3 damage.
Oh, my gosh.
And he shakes the die in his hand for about 35 seconds and rolls a dodge.
Oh, my god.
So,
to be fair, he had the reroll count.
He did have the reroll. I mean, I still think I'm not.
Sure.
But it was a Hail Mary.
Yeah.
And I got my hand. I was like,
but so it's a 1-36 and you have 2 shots at it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what the math is on that.
We don't know.
Yeah. I didn't go.
But
I might know what it's like to miss 2 dodges to lose a game.
Nah, baby.
So that was a big highlight. He ended up going 17th, so I probably would have been 17th, 18th. So yeah, I feel less bad.
Yeah.
No, if you would have won, you would have been. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I lost to you.
Yep.
And he had lost to DT.
Okay.
And he didn't make it with that loss.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So Kenny finished 6th overall in the ranking. So you're going on the top 16 tomorrow.
Yep.
30th for me. So I got the dice.
Yes.
Nice.
And then Nick, the crown jewel of 19. Fully armed and operational.
Yeah.
And 19.
What was your record?
5-2.
Nice.
And I felt like the losses weren't bad losses. I think the whole day went pretty well. The wins I should have won, I had one really close game. So you got to pull out the close games to do well. The two losses that I had, I thought were okay. They were Paul Heaver and Ryan Stripling.
Yes, Jamal.
Jamal.
Sorry. Yeah, Ryan Jamal.
Oh, sorry. Ryan Jamal. Yeah.
Well, that's what he goes around the forum.
Yeah, so it was he was 10th place. So, my two losses were against really good players.
Yeah.
And so I think it was you guys that were talking about. You convinced me that it's okay to shoot Vader with Hunters.
Yes.
I think one of you guys.
I watched Andrew's game against DT on Vassal, where like Weequay's. I'm like, Weequay shouldn't be attacking Vader, and it's like, oh wait, they do a ton of damage through.
They're getting damage through.
They're focused, right?
Yeah. It might have been DT talking about it, where it's like you take focus shots. It's like just nickel and dime him, and then go big on him.
Yeah.
And so there was one game where I did a shot. I basically two shot Vader. I did 7 damage with IG, and then I had a focused weak weight come up and go, brah, 10.
Oh, my God.
And so I was like, I would not have shot a Vader unless I picked it up the couple weeks before, so that really helped with the confidence to be like, okay, if there's only Vader, I can take some shots at him, and so that helped a lot. Yeah, 5-2, first worlds, I'm like, yay.
Yeah, that's and you were 19th?
19th, so
that's awesome.
I can't complain.
That's awesome, that's very awesome.
Tired as hell.
Oh my gosh,
my brain is fried.
Yes.
Worst day ever.
because all we do is put junk food into us during this.
That was great.
I just ate almonds, a la Paul Heaver, except I'm not eating pistachios or whatever.
Way too expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, I love pistachios.
Yeah, sure. All right, Andrew.
What is this? What's the opposite of the crowning jewel of FAO?
Yeah. There's a crusty turd in the corner.
Yes. That's it.
I finished a gentleman's 3-4. There it is. So highlights, there wasn't a whole lot.
Oh no.
Close. I mean, you are gonna minimize this, but your losses were unbelievably close.
So I finished the day 2 losses, 38, and then scoring over 40, and then 2 losses where I had 39 points. So a combined That's 4 insane. Losses at 6 points.
That's nuts.
It was bad.
That's insane.
And you pulled off your combo how many times?
I pulled up my combo twice. All day.
That's not great.
That's not.
No,
that's not enough.
So, but one time, we'll talk about the highlight. It was great. It was phenomenal. And actually, it wasn't a loss. It was actually my last round when I was 3-3, and I was going for 4-3 with the hopes of getting into cracking the top 32. But I was against Han Dracata.
Okay.
Dracata came and just annihilated, swept off the board 2 jets and an officer before they even activated in round 2. So that was phenomenal.
Dracata's the worst.
Yeah.
He's gross.
So that put me on full, like, well, I have one opportunity to actually come back in this game. I had the combo and I had Element of Surprise and I had the ability to use it on Han. Han hadn't shot except for his end of round shot. Walk up to Han, Element of Surprise, put 10 damage into Han. Dark Energy, move him 1.
So he takes the damage.
So he takes the damage, he's at 11. He plays Stealth Tactics.
Okay.
Oh, no.
My world sinks on me. Remember how this day is gone. Just all the bad memories are coming back to me. Roll out. He goes blank 1-1. I was like, I didn't even look at my dice. I had no idea what they rolled.
I win.
I just know that his dice did not show dodge.
Oh,
so
goodness.
Swept and one-shotted Han out of nowhere.
That's awesome.
Ended up losing the game because that Dracata shot was just crippled me.
That's insane. Sure. I mean,
but like, still, I wouldn't have even been in the game had that not happened with Han.
Yeah.
Sure.
But yeah, that was a good moment. What else? I went against a ATDP Palp Vader Tarot list.
Jeez Louise.
It was, but like, who do you shoot?
No, yeah,
like,
yeah.
All of it?
ATDP, I mean, you guys shoot ATDP.
Yeah. I think
wrong
I
ended, tarot.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. That's right.
I think I ended up going with like 3 jets at tarot and like a jet and Vader at the ATDP.
Okay.
Which made it actually way tougher because then Palp got to do Palp stuff.
Yeah. Sure.
And that was pretty...
Every choice is wrong.
Yeah, and same right, time, yeah.
So. If you're shooting him, there's 3 other people you're not shooting
so
at.
So that was exciting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Highlight of a game that wasn't mine, I'd say almost... outside of your dodge to lose, this was probably the most intense I've seen a match. So the score is like 28-29 or something along those lines.
Yeah.
1 point difference. The guy with 20... No, I think he had 30-29 or something like that. The guy with more points took a Jabba shot, Jabba with a weak way to make him shoot range 9, focused on another weak way, he was sitting on an objective, because if he didn't, the objective points put him ahead and lets
sure,
him win.
Yeah.
So he does that, he loses 2 points, and then gains 4. Is that he kills the weak way, which was amazing
range
in itself.
Yeah.
God, I'm murdering this example, but it's amazing, trust me. The 4 points got him 1 point ahead. So then they go to end arounds. They're even with whatever objectives were on the board. The guy with more points flips over Black Market Element of Surprise.
Oh, no.
The guy who's down by 1 point flips over Negation.
Oh my God.
1 point. Tiebreaker.
Oh, my God.
So, by the way, this is the last match. It's untimed. Todd and 3 judges are standing there with me. They go to the tiebreaker. So first tiebreaker is...
how you got your points.
How you got your points.
Oh, yeah. No, models.
Models off the board, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Tie.
Oh, my gosh.
Second tiebreaker is objectives.
No, I think it's damage.
It's damage.
It's points from kills versus objectives. Points kills are better.
Yes.
And then it goes to damage dealt.
Okay, that's
and
it.
So we went to damage dealt.
Oh, my God.
It
got all the way
there.
This is Micah's game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Todd, there was a guy standing there with the rules printed out. Todd snatched the rules up, like, as they're doing, he's like, hang on a second. I've read this a million times, but I'm reading this right now. He's like, stop everything. He clarified it. Yeah, we're going to damage dealt, and that's how the guy lost. 52-37.
So that was Micah. Micah is Master Chief Spiff on the forums, and he made top 16 last year.
Yeah.
Super good player. But yeah, this was like a crowd had gathered around.
It was painful to watch.
Yeah, that's
because it didn't matter who lost.
Yeah,
once they hit the first tiebreaker and they hit tie, I was like, it doesn't matter who loses. Someone is walking out of here without their soul.
Yeah.
and it went all the way to the third one.
Oh, it was brutal.
That's insane.
So yeah, highlight.
Yeah, there you go. I would say also, if I were to, one other thing that very much surprised me is that I expected Hon Rangers to do a lot better than they did.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I think part of it is that, like, DT and Brett were not running Hon Rangers,
sure,
right? And so,
sure,
like, you know, like, the cream of the crop, but I don't know if any made top 16. In fact, I don't think any made top 16.
I don't have a clue.
James Hedgepeth didn't make it. Lucas Davidson didn't make it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, these are, like, the best Vader players, you know, besides Andrew. Jorgen, of course.
Hey.
Jorgen and Andrew, there you go.
Not me in this list anymore.
But, yeah, besides, like, they ran Hon Rangers and they didn't make the cut. So it's like, no Hon Rangers made the cut.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Wow. That's,
and that we were all
that's
thinking.
What I was, yeah, most afraid of, right? Yeah.
Well, I thought, like, once Oosker came out and it turns out that, like, Double Weaker is just super good, I was like, well, no one's going to run Hon Rangers. And there was actually a ton of Hon Rangers today.
Yeah, sure.
But they just weren't.
They're just trash.
I mean,
no, they're amazing.
I guess that's where we're at right now, because, like, until we're proven otherwise, the Hunter cards are just better than everything out
well,
there.
Well, there's, like, a card, you know, a Blaze of Glory card, right, with, like, Devious Scheme that just came. I think that's the problem, is that if you're Hon Rangers and you're matched up against IG on Nalhada, you're in trouble, because you're going to take topside, and IG's going to, like, if he gets in there with Blaze, game over.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Because
there's
nowhere for you to hide. And so
it's gross.
But I mean, yes, Blaze is the thing.
Yeah, right. with the Hunter cards.
The Hunter,
right.
But it wouldn't be a thing without the Hunter cards.
Absolutely right.
Without Assassinate, Heightened Reflexes, and Tools, you wouldn't be able to run it the way you do. And the ability to Focus Chain.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, I think that's going to be the thing. That's going to be the crown point until something that comes out that's more powerful than that, which I don't even know what that looks like. I don't want to play that.
I don't want to
break the game. No.
Or the big thing, they need to nerf them. Like,
yes.
There's no.
No.
We have this talk all the time, but there needs to be a gamble. I'm going to spend assassinate before I attack.
Yes.
Not after. Oh, what did you get? No dodge, sweet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree.
And I think the counter argument to that was always, well, the cards are so expensive.
Yeah.
Because even if you maxed out your points with the Hunter deck, you end up with 7-0 costs.
Sure.
So you could draw into nothing.
Yeah.
But now we figured out how to draw, and we have Uscrew, which lets you draw twice before anything happens.
Yeah.
So you're getting all the cards.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there was a game I played where I one-shotted a Hera because I did 3 damage, and I'm like, oh, that's terrible with IG. But then I'm like, oh, I have Assassinate and Positioning Advantage. Bye, Hera.
Yeah.
Like,
so
I roll
like,
terrible
insane.
And still kill Hera.
That's
yeah.
Not,
eh.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
not...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, they're going to have to fix that. I mean, like, I think it's really, really interesting to see that, like, I thought that Hunters, I mean, I knew they were good, but, like, I still thought that, like, Vader and Hunter Rangers were just going to push them out.
Sure.
And they have just been in force today, right?
So, like, you're going on to top 16. Is that what you're most afraid of right now?
I'm most afraid of DT, but he is running Rangers.
Yeah,
right?
He has no fear.
He's running Hunters.
Yeah.
And so, like, the thing is, like, I actually do not care about IG, because IG's going to come in, he's going to drop his big shot, and then I'm going to play, or Miracle Worker, or On the Lamb, right?
Sure.
And I've got 9 activations, so wherever IG goes, Han's going to go find him, and he's going to go kill him.
Nice.
And so, I mean, like, my game against DT, he had Blaze round 1, which I knew, and there's, like, nothing I could do against it, so I kind of positioned Han in this spot where it didn't matter where he went, hopefully I could get him, but, you know, like, besides that, like, wherever you send, I'm just going to put everyone in a box, and IG's going to come in, and he's going to, you know,
do what he does.
Put 6 damage on Jakarta. It's like, okay, now Han's going to come up, 8 damage. And then round, 4 damage.
Well, now, the problem,
like,
is that DT has figured out how to get spy cards with the Hunter cards.
I know.
So the 2 most powerful sets of cards are in one list right
it's
now.
It's even grosser.
Yeah, it's not great.
I mean,
People
underrate the Clada. Yeah, it doesn't do much work, but those cards are just amazing.
Yeah.
How much work do you need when
you
have the cards? Like,
I mean, Strategic Shift came up big, obviously, with, like, Jorgen, that's the reason I won, right? And so it won me at least 2 games, and then Intelligence League. My round 7 game was against Brandon Kyocho. He's won Houston Regionals, amazing player. He was supposed to play Hon Rangers. Are you hearing this, Brandon? You cuss. He was running Tarot ATDP. And I, round 1, Intelligence League, Grenadier. And I knew, and not only that, then I knew he had Take Initiative, and he had Overrun. I don't care about Overrun, because as you're coming in, I'm going to kill all the people who come in, right?
Who's your spy again in your list?
Mac. Yeah.
And he has 4 health?
4 health.
Oh, that's
talk about useless.
Yes, I know.
Because no matter what card you get rid of, he has at least 1 health.
Exactly.
Left.
And if Palp's on the other side, I'll, like, risk the 1 strain as a card.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, like.
But I mean, if you played that card, he's done his job.
Exactly.
Let him die.
So, like, I've gotten rid of Grenadier. At that point, I have no worries about the damage you are going to do to me. As long as I can keep Taro under control.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which means I kill Taro. So.
Yeah. kill Terra. Always kill Terra.
Yeah, so.
So the top 16 list was posted. Our boy Kenny Brown is on here.
Yes.
We talked about his list.
What number?
But the undefeated for the day was obviously the myth and the legend, the Goliath in the room, yeah. DT. Yeah.
So it doesn't count, right?
No. I count my losses against DT as wins.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I'm like, I played. That's a win.
Yeah. if you didn't have to scoop round two, then yeah, you're winning.
Yeah, exactly.
But he is running a mercenary hunter spy list. Right?
Eight activations.
So IG, Weequay, Temple Alliance in the care package.
Plus
with Hera.
Yep.
So that means he has the elite Jawa.
Mm.
And what does he fill it out with?
Greedo?
Greedo, Clawdite.
I actually don't think he's got a Clawdite. As I'm like, he might, but I don't remember the Clawdite from our game.
No, I can't imagine him having enough points.
I'd have to think about that.
He has one set of weak ways.
Yes.
And he has Greedo and Hera in for that.
Greedo and Hera.
That's what that.
Okay.
Oh, so he doesn't have the spies in his list.
That's it. Okay.
He does not.
Oh, okay.
He was at one point.
Yes.
But he...
So I didn't play him today, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I can't.
It's all a lie.
Yeah. It's all a lie.
But yeah, he was 7-0.
And I think that's interesting that he took the one set of weak ways.
It's 8 activations.
Yes.
Yeah, 8 activations.
He wanted 8 for Han.
And for the IG double pirates.
Yes.
Right.
Which, to always have the IG last activation.
Yep. It is big. Yeah. It's really, really
And
big.
It's true. I mean, really, you only need 2 weak ways. Because if you position them correctly, you only have 2 focuses to pass out.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
And Greedo and Hera can do work.
Oh, yes.
The support.
Yes. I mean, when they want to, yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
I mean, Hera rolls 3 die. You focus her. 4 die is still 4 die.
You give her tools. I mean, she has killed many a person. I killed Vader with her twice today. Jeez. So, yeah.
I just need to say the greatest thing in the world to me is when Greedo dodges. So if you're running Greedo and you dodge,
also in my game against DT, he had Greedo. He was shooting an Alliance smuggler. So before he shot, it was range 3. Before he shot, the smuggler shoots at him. Range 3, I got 3 damage and a stun.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, DT, I'm going to lose this game, and I feel good about that.
That happened to him more than once.
Really?
Yeah.
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 Oh,
impressive. I mean, Greedo's a boss, though.
Oh, Greedo's. Greedo, yeah. GIA. That's what they all say.
So next, number 2, was Kyle. He was running the...
Unshakable Vader.
The Unshakable Vader, but without the cross-training.
No.
So he had 39 points, so for the initiative bid.
He had a bid, yes.
Which was clutch, because I talked to him today. I didn't see him after the last round, so I don't know what he played last. But he ended with 1 loss on the day.
Me.
Yeah, he did not come across many scum players. I think he said he only played either 1 or 2 sets of scum.
Wow.
So that bid came in huge because that's the only thing that it's neutral against is when they have the Devious.
Yeah.
So if he's going against Imperials or Rebels, I mean, it's clutch. Yeah.
Not having initiative on Mos Eisley, your Vader going last on that, right? It's like, because then now their Vader can't go out into the middle, right? Because if you've got the combo, you're going to do too much to him.
Well, that's what he was talking about, too. So they take initiative, so then they have to move their Vader last, so then he gets to go with his Vader last, and then if he has the combo round 2, which is more than 50%, he gets to attack their Vader.
Not for
and
you,
then,
though.
Yeah, and then use the combo on their Vader.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
So he got lucky like Kenny.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Or as I found out today, Kenneth.
That's true.
It's all luck.
Has there been another world where initiative bids have been a thing?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Because, I mean, last year was Devious Schemas.
That just seems like that's like a new thing that people are doing. It's fascinating.
I haven't heard of it. You're getting 40.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, the Devious was really for the initiative because there wasn't anyone running 39 points. And also, because we had maps in rotation where there was clear sides that were superior.
Yes, absolutely.
So that was really big.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not been a thing up until recently, and I don't know. Figure it out, OP.
There you go.
We don't know Greg.
Greg Monson, he's on the Slack channel, but I actually don't know what his list was. We'll follow up with him. We'll have him on sometime.
Yeah.
Time out. Turns out Han Rangers did make. They were number 3.
Yeah.
And that was run by Greg Monson. That's awesome.
That's really amazing.
That is very cool.
Good job, Greg.
Number 4.
Who is this guy?
Matt Lansdowne. He's a Midwest guy. He was undefeated in Worlds last year.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Yeah, and this guy's... I didn't know this until like 45 minutes ago, but Matt's bonkers good. And so he was running Scum. Right,
like nice. Some,
like you do.
He was running Spy Variant.
Oh, nice.
And so, he was 6-0 and lost his last match was against DT.
Oh, wow.
So the last, our game 6, or we were the 6-0s, 5-0s, I guess.
And then I lost to DT, and then he went to go play DT and lost. Nice. And so, I mean, he's a super, super good player.
So he probably, did he drop Greedo then for the Claudite?
I guess so.
And he had an Onar in there.
Oh, yeah. So he's had kind of a
Yeah, he's got a fun, yeah, DT was telling me about the game.
Yeah.
Interesting. Who's next that we know? Kenneth Brown, I think, is right there.
Guy? Yeah.
Kenneth?
Yeah. Someone named Kenny's cheating his way to the top.
Right below you, though, Brett Kelly.
Yeah. Brett Kelly. Also, his only loss was to DT.
As it goes.
Yeah.
Like, as you go down this list, I wonder how many people
DT just say that. Everybody.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the thing was, my game against CT, like, he was in control of it, but there was a few moments where, like, I had the chance to, like, take advantage, and every time I went to hit, it just didn't hit, right? Yeah. And so, it was, I mean, like, but it's DT, right? Like, yeah. It's like, I need to get lucky. Yes. And, yeah. You know, so. Yeah, but Brett Kelly's also running an 8 activation scum list. I don't know if he's, I don't think he's running the exact same list as.
I don't think
as
so.
DT.
No.
I don't know. I don't think it's exactly.
Didn't he make a soft promise to you?
He did. Oh yeah. So spoiler alert, as my old man always used to tell me that I was such a disappointment to him. Brett, not running Han Rangers. Come on.
Hugs for Ken.
No, hugs for Ken. I was raised by a farmer. I don't care. I ain't got no feelings. So but no, I mean Brett's obviously like Brett is like the person who he is such an amazingly good player and I don't know. Like he's gonna do really, really well.
Any other guys we know on this list? Keep going down.
Luke Sykes is the UK national champion. He was number 9. Nice. Obviously, I mean, very, very good player. Do we know what Luke Sykes is running? So Luke Sykes is running like a weird, not jank, but it's just like a scum hero list.
The scum hero, yeah.
Yeah, the more activations, smaller figures, and Java.
Yeah. That is surprise.
Yeah, that's a surprise. Yeah, I agree.
Were you though? Because you were the one who put this out in the universe that Jabba was going to be thing.
No, I didn't. No, because Brett. No. So okay, here's the thing.
Walk
so,
us through it because we have recordings that we can refer back to.
What happened? So I think it was Brett who told me that like he saw merit in Jabba with Uskru, which makes sense,
sure,
right?
Because
that's more focus and more cards you're going to draw, and it doesn't matter that his health doesn't matter because like you know that sure. like round yeah. it doesn't matter. But I still thought I'm like yeah, but like
that's 2 out of 6.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
7.
Yeah. So I was very, very surprised. There was a lot of Jabba run by good players too.
Yeah,
not
yes.
like not just like people are like, oh, I'll run Jabba. So
well, yeah. It makes sense in this meta where a point makes the difference.
Yeah.
Yes. Like now you can kill enough figures where those figures as extra points can
make
win you the game.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I almost ran Celebration. Yeah. Because I was like points.
Yes.
I lost a game where the guy ran up with Greedo, shot an officer, and that was one of the matches I lost, obviously, by 2 points.
Yeah.
He killed the officer and got the extra point with Jabba, and that put him from 37 to 40. If we had gone to end of round, my little droid walks in for 6 points.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Jabba.
I'm just saying, Jabba's point thing, it adds up. I think he killed, I mean, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 figures? That's 5 points?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's back, guys.
That's
He's
over back. 10% of the Great. Points you need.
Great. Oh. Best painted figure of the day was a Jabba.
Oh,
oh my God.
It was insane. And he had the best, second best figure, too.
Yes, he did.
So wait, Jabba with the rocket launcher? His Jabba had, like, a slave Leia, and it was, like, meticulously painted.
Oh, yeah.
It was great modeling. And then he had a Jabba with a rocket launcher.
Yeah,
like,
Zuka.
This guy's amazing.
I mean, search for +2, search for fierce, dude. That is a rocket launcher.
That is definitely not like a little pip blaster. Okay, number 10 was Ryan Stripling. He's running a Rebel hero list. He's got Han, Ahsoka, I think Jakata,
yeah.
actually.
Yes, yeah, so Ahsoka made top 16.
I know, and it wasn't run by me. I feel so guilty.
She did it, guys.
Shame on you. You have some things to make up for.
I know. Well, as soon as my Jedis come out, that's all I'm going to run. No, I'll just lose all my games. Yeah, but Ira Mayer's number 11 running Vader.
Okay.
I don't know the contours of his list.
I don't either.
But I mean, obviously it's Ira. He's super, super, super good. Number 15. Number 15 is our very own Zion's Finest, Scott Nielsen. Scott, you want to give us tell us about your list?
Hi. So my list is what you would all expect I would be running. Unshakable Vader. So it's Vader with Fix, 2 Jets, cross-trained Riots, 2 Officers, Zillow, Unshakable, and Rule by Fear.
There you go.
And I swapped out Overrun for Call of Vanguard before I came to Worlds.
What'd you finish on the day?
I finished 5-2.
Nice.
So, yeah. My losses were very, very close, but I lost to Amir, which is the same. It's Matei, who is, I think, 12th, and he's running my exact same list, but he doesn't have cross training. Okay. He goes for the bid, which is the same thing that Kyle's running.
Yes.
Right, at 39. So, and I think I'm playing Kyle, so that's going to be fun. And then I lost to the Spanish national champion, who was running just IG Weequay business, pretty with Greedo. Lost by like, you know, a couple points, like an activation. I would have won if I'd activated, and he won when he activated. So
yeah. How were your matchups like in your wins? Were they? I guess were they ones where you felt you were favorable in the matchups on the given maps? Because when I was looking at the Unshakable Vader, it felt like we had a lot of, I guess, unfavorable matchups, especially against the Focus Pirates.
So it depended on the map. So I played Shielded against Han Rangers. And I was like, okay, now how to against Rangers.
Better than Raining Freight, though.
Better than Raining Freight. I lost Raining Freight. That was the one I lost. But Shielded, I scored 24 points from the shields.
Yes.
So
that's how you have to
win. Because Jess has come in, and, you know, I killed, like, two Rangers, Hera, and a couple smugglers, and that was it.
Yeah.
I just ran Vader away and just ate up points. And it was nice because the player, Daniel Lohman from the UK, really nice guy. I actually played two practice skirmishes against him last night and lost both of them, so I was really nervous going in.
I've heard that a couple times where they practiced against the guy the night before and they lost and then ended up winning today.
Right.
And then the opposite as well, like, oh, I crushed him last night, well, but then won
Luke,
lost today.
Yeah, Luke Sykes, the UK champion who's in ninth, he and I also played two skirmishes and I beat him both times, not very close matches. But his list was slightly different. He had a Claudite instead of Hera because Hera is amazing.
Yeah, Hera's amazing.
I played one match where it was Mos Eisley. This is probably my least close match, where it was the crates.
Yeah.
And they had three smugglers.
Oh my
God. So it's like, cool. Yeah, except I claimed five crates.
What? How?
Yeah.
Because I had my jets. So I only had two jets on offense. My other two jets picked up crates.
And just ran around.
And
did you get fuel upgrade to help score it out? Okay, that's clutch.
And I did call the Vanguard to kill a Ranger. Vader just distracted. Vader killed Han, which I never attacked, but like they were next to each other. Han was going to go do some shenanigans. I said, all right, I'll force choke you twice, end a round, and then beginning, I'll attack you. Oh, you're going to on the lamb. Oh, I guess I'll parting blow. And then, I guess I'll parting blow you again. So I attacked him, put him up to 11 damage. I attacked him with a parting blow when he tried to leave. He said, oh, I'm going to on the lamb. And I said, all right, I'll parting blow you again.
Yeah.
killed him. And by that, it was like two Rangers versus Vader, two Jets, two Riots.
Yeah.
And my Riots claimed objective. So on that map, I just position my Riots, my officers. My Riots go for the boxes. My officers move them.
Push them. Yeah.
I feel pretty like neutral about Uskru because you can really get up and be super aggressive with Vader.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like the mirror match I had against Matei, I came up was super aggressive, and I feel like if it was Rangers or if it was Scum, it would have been fine because Vader was on the other side of the map, and it was just like three jets there. I end of round went in, did five damage on a jet. I had two parting blows. I had looking for a fight. I was like, I'm going to kill all three of these jets. I killed one, put a bunch, six damage on one, and did five damage on the other.
That sounds like the dream. Do you want to draw and shuffle my deck from now on?
Yes.
Like, I mean,
I've had an amazing card draw. Super amazing, especially with like Call the Vanguard, fuel upgrade, take initiative.
Your food, what's happening?
It's
on Wasatch Water.
Yeah, it's the clean Utah living and the dirty Utah air. Uskru, I feel like I came in with the jets. I had to grenade the jets to death. So it actually ended up being my four jet troopers, both my riots, and two officers against one officer, riots, and Vader. And it was the droid courier map. And the problem is, if I could just run my jets away and garner points, I win that every time.
Sure.
But the fact that Vader could chase me and kill my courier droids, and we were gaining points at the same rate.
Yeah.
I can't kill Vader with four jets when he had five damage on him. And I ended up having two jets to fight him. And
that's high enough.
Yeah. I ended up losing that one, I think, 34 to 40.
I also want to say one more I forgot was number 13 was Brandon Kyocho, he was my last matchup. And that's Rez on the Slack channel. Super, super, super good player. He was at 13. He was running ATDP and Palp.
Nice.
And so, and Brandon's such a good player. I mean, he's just got such a good fundamental game sense. But yeah, he's number 13. So that's good. Very, very good. Yeah, I'm not totally positive.
Five in the top 16 for Vader.
Yeah, see, okay, so I said it was going to be four. Four-ish, yeah,
wrong.
Five. Yeah,
all right,
wrong.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So how many IGs are there in the top 16?
There's at least three. Right?
No. I think there's probably like four-ish, right?
Is there that many, or are there just that many scum players?
That's a good point. So
as
DT.
As long as not 16 scum players?
Yeah, so yeah. Daniel, Matt, let's see. I know there's going to be a few IGs in there. I'd be surprised if there's only three.
So what do you need to do tomorrow, Kenny, to bring this home?
What do I need to do? I need someone to beat DT before I play him. I think my first matchup is Iron Mares.
You've beat him online before.
Yeah, but, you know, I got lucky. So.
Sure, but what maps do you need to get him on, and what missions do you need to go on?
I want Uscrew.
You want Uscrew?
Because if I'm on Uscrew, he's not. If I'm on Uscrew, I'm not worried about Blaze, right? Because I can camp everybody on the opposite side of the door.
Yes. Yeah.
So if he wants to put IG there at the end of there, like he can't put IG anywhere where Han can like go somewhere, open a door, and blast
sure.
him.
Yeah.
So I want Uscrew because that also gives me more time to draw spy cards.
Yes.
And just like get ginned up, right? Like my list gets ginned up, and when other lists think they're getting ginned up, I'm also drawing my strategic shift to my intelligence link, right? So it's like my list is an anti-ginning list for everybody else.
Well, also, I think you ramp up better because you only need the two focuses out there. After that, like, it's all gravy.
Yeah, exactly. It's also kind of crazy, like, when you really think about how much damage, I know I've already said this before, but how much damage Shakata can do, like, in a single shot. So in my game against Brandon, I shot a ATDP. I hit it at range, I don't know what. I did 7-8 damage, blasted two onto Taro, two Jets, because like you can pick the corner or like you can pick the spot, right? So I picked the maximum spot where I could hit Taro, two Jets, and an officer.
Sure.
And then I collateral damaged onto Taro. So in one shot I did, what is that? Six. So 15 damage.
That's gross.
One shot with 15 damage. And then I collateral damage for 17.
I believe it because I watched it happen
See,
to me.
See, so like that's the thing. Like, so it's like, so when all that damage goes out, that's all I'm doing is I'm just like counting out the damage, right? And it's like, that is a fifth of your health. That is a, you know, quarter of your health, right?
Yeah.
So that is the nice thing about only needing the two focuses on my list. So what I need to do tomorrow is I need to be very careful with MHD, because now people know they got to kill MHD first, which is exactly right. Yeah. So I got to be very careful with MHD and get my spy cards when I need them.
Are you just... Do you commit to the big shot with Jakarta against a smuggler before you've intel leaked them or before you strat shift them?
No.
You just hold out for it?
You can't, like, realistically, if I take a massive shot that just either...
Which all your shots are massive shots.
Yes. If I take a massive shot that I cannot guarantee will do damage, a significant amount of damage, I can't take that risk.
You only get two shots.
I only get two shots, right?
Whatever.
Realistically, like, in my games, I'm taking what? 8 shot total?
Yeah,
right?
Over
like,
the whole game.
Over the whole game. Like, 8 shots is, like, all I'm really... And that's assuming I get
impactful
three...
Impactful shots, yeah.
But really, yes, no. Exactly. Like that's 3 Han shots and 3 Jakarta shots, and that's assuming I get all those off, right?
Yeah.
And then I get a big Hera hit when she's focused, and maybe 2 big Hera hits, or 1 Mac hit. But like, the whole point is, I am not taking that many shots.
No, you're not. So if one gets on the land, you're toast.
Yes, exactly. So I won't shoot Han unless I need to, or if I've... Like, sometimes if... He is not, if I'm not getting enough pressure, then I'll shoot Han and force him to burn on the land. That's how my first game was. Like, he wasn't coming up enough. So I was like, all right, I'll take a range 11 shot with my focused on your Han, just because I can. Right?
Which I think is the only thing really keeping IG in check right now is the fact that he's not a smuggler.
Yeah. Oh, totally. I had on the land so many times, and I'm like, can I just on the land with IG? Because he's about to die.
No, you cannot.
Yeah.
Can we get it for Vader?
Can we make him a spy as well?
1984 cop police, that one.
Yeah. Any figure. Yeah,
it. Oh, great.
Vader on
any
the
figure over 13 costs.
So this meta, it is what it is, and we're going to, at the end of tomorrow, we're going to know who comes out on top, what comes out on top. But with all the new cards coming out, what do you guys see, I guess, affecting with what we've seen in, with what's been released and what we can assume is in there as well? What do we think the next Jedi cards.
Right. Like, we're going to make Ahsoka.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You're going to make Ahsoka and all the new Jedis work. Yes. And then I'm going to play it, and it's going to be fun.
There you go. That's right. I mean, if Jedi get a card like, not even like on the land, but like it.
Yes.
Ooh, man, that's going
to
be...
Do you think it needs to be defensive, or do you think it needs to be offensive?
Well, I mean, I always prefer offense.
Is it too much to ask for both?
Yeah, that's right. Always, add a dodge, kill the opposing piece.
The man who orders cookies and ice cream.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I think realistically, like, we know the Death Troopers are going to be solid. Imperials they're going to be solid, right? Like,
why?
Because
really
what they give
red,
you.
Yellow.
Have you played Royal Guards before?
Like, yeah, that's a good point.
Without a reroll?
But like, think about it like this. So they also get their power tokens, right? And the thing is, like, round one, they can break up their activation,
sure,
which is great. Whereas round two, they can chain, right? And like that's what's awesome about them, right? And like, they're solid. Like, their damage output is actually comparable to a jet. Like, a jet at doing flyby, right? With their +2 pierce 2.
Sure. I mean, I hope you're right, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sold.
I think it'll help the Vader list because to get the activation count.
Sure.
Yes.
Because what's hurting is that Vader cannot go last now. And he really needs the ability to go last and position in a way where he doesn't end up taking 14 focused pirate shots or hunter shots or whatever.
I will take 2 elite death troopers every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day. I am so excited for them.
What are the surges? Do we know?
+2 damage.
+2. Pierce and accuracy.
Pierce 2 or Pierce 1?
I think it's Pierce 1.
Oh, is it?
I think it's Pierce 1.
Okay. Because they have built-in range, like 4.
They have 4 accuracy built-in. The elites have 4 accuracy.
Which 4 is forever, by the way.
Yeah.
Right. 4 is stupid far.
Right. Well, and you consider that they can surge for, I think, 2 more.
Yeah.
And the yellow will 50% of the time roll range.
You know what? Without looking at the card, I think you're right. Because I think the surge is 2 accuracy, 1 pierce.
Yeah.
So you're not getting more than 3 out of a surge.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's been the general rule.
Right. So, and you're rolling yellow, so you're going to have a surge, right? You can expect them. So a 4-cost unit, they can give each other tokens, so you can give a surge if you want to guarantee.
Which is why you should do.
You should be giving surges.
But they can give each other more, so they can have damage, they can have surges, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
They can activate together, they can activate separately. You can bring regular ones, just because I think those would be good too, is like, let's go kill some shit.
Yeah.
I think absolutely Death Troopers are the thing I'm most excited for, even though Spectre Team is going to be good.
Yeah.
Spectre Team is going to be good.
They are.
How much health do the Death Troopers have?
7.
So Draconic kills them in one shot.
See, that is the interesting problem. And like, I think they are Guardians. And if Guardians get something good, then Death Troopers will be good.
Yeah.
But if they're not, if all they are is just like jet that you can break apart, it's like, okay, it's good, right? It gives them flexibility.
Sure.
But it's not.
They're not mobile, though,
It's true. It's a good point.
Again, depends on what
you guys are right.
Sure.
But it depends on the cards, yeah.
I love the idea.
Troopers, as much as they used to have the cards, I mean, we all remember the day with reinforcements and whatnot.
Now it's still there.
But they're lacking the cards now, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, can't reinforce
them. They can still do the things they do, but it's just, like, they cannot gin up enough against... Because the problem is, like, for Empire, is, like, what they're built on is just doing free damage, unmitigatable damage, and, like, just outlasting you.
Yeah.
You can't do that anymore against Scum, right? Like, they'll kill everybody.
Yeah. Zillow is not enough anymore. Nope. It used to be enough.
Yeah.
It's not enough.
It used to be too much.
Yeah.
Well, it's too many things that pierce.
Yeah.
It's just the cards that you can lay down after the math has been done.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, okay, you can Zillow for 1, so I need to overkill you by 2.
Yep.
I can do that.
That's how all of my games at Dracata were, because Dracata's got the ability to blast 2, plus 2, Shrapnel, which does an additional 1, Demolish for an additional 1, and then Hera, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you've got Zillow, and it's like, okay, I can easily get up to plus
I can
like
figure
1 more damage.
Than that. And that's the problem right now, is it's good and it's bad, because I like it because it adds consistency to a game that too often comes down to random dice rolls that favor one side or the other by way too much.
Sure.
So this is great. I like that we're getting this level of consistency, but what we were talking about with Empire, that was what was built in for them so that they could quote-unquote survive the offensive push, and it's no longer enough. And that's crazy to think that if anyone remembers last year, talking about Zillow and saying that wasn't enough was blasphemy. All right, guys. Well, we're actually getting kicked out right now. It is currently 11:42 in the pump.
At 11:42.
Yeah, seriously.
Come on. What time do we all wake up?
We got 2 more rounds left in us, right?
I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning.
You want some practice rounds?
Yeah.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Well, on that note, we're gonna roll up our jeans, take off our shirts, and go play some beach volleyball at the local bar.
Top Gun.
So we'll leave you with that, and can we play some Top Gun music on the way out?
Yes.
All right. Actually, recording.
shove